You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hour number two, and we're working to get Chairman Wall on the phone. Had a little phone disconnect going on right now, but we'll have him on here momentarily from the Alabama Republican Party. And I got to tell you, so as I'm working my way through this dipper, racial politics, here's one of the things that I can't help but think is it's rather insulting to say we got to have another majority whatever district. In this case, it's black. And like I said, do they do one for Hispanics? What it really boils down to is the assumption on the part of Democrats that blacks always will vote Democrat. And they're not always voting that way. In fact, the trend is going the opposite direction. What's funny is when you go and look at the stats, you can see it. You can see the trends that black voters are becoming somewhat disenfranchised. Now, I'll be first to admit, black voters predominantly tend to vote Democrat by a vote of about 5-1. However, it used to be bigger than that. So with that being said, you look at it and go, are they really helping themselves by pushing for this? Because if you notice, it's the Democrats who are constantly cheering for this. The Democrats are the ones who are constantly saying, and that's what we got, because we're going to wind up having more Democrat voters. Terry Sewell, she's on the assumption is going to be she'll have more Democrat voters. Will she? Because statistics that I'll show you here in a few minutes may not pan out that way, at least in the long term, because we're seeing right now the Biden administration especially has begun to disenfranchise black voters in a big, big way. Trump's numbers are up with black voters over what they were in 2016, over what they were in 2020. All right, Chairman John Wall from the Alabama Republican Party is on the line right now, and we want to bring him in, talk through some of this, and get a few other points of interest with him. Chairman Wall, how you doing, sir?
Oh, doing well. Great to be on the show.
Well, thank you for making time for us today. And listen, I've spent some time talking about, and I call this whole section of the show racial politics, because we are now being told we're just not racial enough. I know you and I have talked about it before. But now we've got, as of today, as of yesterday, the appellate court has said your map's not good enough. It's got to be more racial. And the attorney general has said as of today he's going to be appealing. And the secretary of state says he's filing for an injunction to slow the roll. Where's the party in all this? What are you thinking?
Well, first off, I'm glad to hear the state is appealing, and I'm glad to hear the Secretary of State is asking for an injunction. I think you'll probably see down the road the party get involved here, too, because we're kind of the innocent victim. Basically, we have to qualify candidates. State law requires us to qualify candidates to have a deadline by November 10th, and yet we're not a plaintiff in this case. You know, the case doesn't really involve us, so we're kind of outside the case, outside the argument between the two sides, and yet we're going to be potentially put in a position where we don't know what to do with qualifying candidates. So I'm weighing that option. I've talked with my legal counsel. You know, we're looking into those details. But I think it goes back to a much more fundamental issue, and it's this idea that whether it's government, whether it's politically, you know, social, economic, whatever it is, that we look at people based on the color of their skin.
Yeah.
And that is flawed, in my opinion. You know, I come from I'm very much, you know, a strong Christian. I come from that Christian background, that position of faith, where I look at all people as children of Almighty God. And when we start trying to put tags on them or stick them into groups of this race or that race, they forget the fundamental truth that there is only one race, and that's the human race.
That's well put, and I appreciate you saying that. And I said earlier before you came on, I can't help but wonder, where does this end? Because if we're being told that in this particular case, we have to draw lines based on black and white, then is there a future where we have to, in certain places around the nation, have to have a strong Asian district or a strong Hispanic district? And when do we quit dividing like that? And I know what the opponents to my opinion would say is, well, we had to do this because racism used to be so prevalent. Well, I think the key word there was used to be so prevalent. We're not a systemically racist nation, depending upon, I mean, regardless of what somebody might say, like a, you know, the race baiters that are still out there. Truth be told, we have laws in place now that I think have made us a changed nation in many ways, and yet we are still now being held to 1965 standards.
Absolutely, and let's be honest about our racial past. George Wallace was not a Republican.
No, not at all.
The Ku Klux Klan were not Republicans. Republicans
That's right.
now control Alabama politics. We were arm in arm with the civil rights movement as we fought for individual liberty and civil rights. And so I think that's a fundamental difference that the Democrats love to forget. And it's important for us as Republicans to talk about. Racial problems came from the Democrats as they attempted at the time to divide people based on race. Now they wanted to push down African Americans, but it was still division based on race. Well, you know, they're actually still playing the same game today. They're dividing us based on race, and they want us divided, and they've just taken a different tone and a different angle to creating division. But it's still the same thing they did back during the civil rights issues.
Well, and I look at it, too, and I recognize, and you said it a moment ago, Democrats are the ones who are typically pushing for this division. And the Democrat Party has the long history of racial division built in its own party's, you know, infrastructure and the way it did business in the day. But I also can't help but think that it's a bit presumptive. I mean, I think back to the 2020 election cycle when Biden literally looked at Charlemagne the God and said, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black. That presumption is actually beginning to wane. I mean, it's not like we can say that, you know, there's been a majority shift. It's not like that. I will be free to admit that the black voter population tends to vote Democrat, but not as many as they used to.
That's right. Not as many as they used to. And they're scared. Those who do, they're not vocal because they're scared about the repercussions from the Democrat machine.
Yeah.
Because they do. They will come down harder on a black Republican than they will anyone else. And that really is, talk about a minority. The minority is a minority within a minority. But that's exactly what a Republican African American is today. And yet they are actually the most persecuted minority we probably have. And it's still the Democrats doing that persecution.
Wow. Well, we'll see where this goes. I mean, legal action has to get filed quickly. We understand the special master is supposed to have his maps ready by September 25th. And then, like you said, the party where you chair it, the party is got like only about 35 days after that. You're supposed to start qualifying candidates for these new district lines.
No, that's correct. Well, and qualifying actually opens October 16th.
Oh,
so it's only about 3 weeks before we open, and only a little over a month before, only about 6 weeks till we close it.
Okay.
And that close is actually based on state law. We're required to close it on that date in November.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we run out of time, let me change gears on you because we're in an election cycle. Of course, the one that sucks all the energy out of the room or air out of the room is the presidential primary. We have an amazing field of presidential candidates. Of course, Donald Trump still remains at the top of the ticket, and I think deservedly so. But we're looking at the possibility of one of the Republican primary presidential debates being held in Alabama. What can you tell us about that right now?
Well, unfortunately, I have to say mostly no comment, but you should take that as an encouraging thing.
All right.
It's a process. This has been in process for a long time, and I have been working with the debate committee chairman, Dave Bossie, who actually owns property in Alabama, is a good friend. And then also, you know, RNC leadership, as we're trying to get this nailed down and the dates and timing firmed up. But I think I'm safe saying that it is very likely that we're going to have the first presidential primary debate in the state of Alabama, and I'm very excited about that prospect and looking forward to seeing things come together over the next few weeks.
Well, that's outstanding. And, I mean, the worst-kept rumor or secret in the state is that it might be held in Tuscaloosa at the, of course, what is referred to by non, you know, like people like me, like Auburn fans, we don't refer to this, but it's the state university. Would you anticipate that, or are you looking at something like in the state capitol? What would you think would happen?
Well, I think University of Alabama is a strong contender here, and I actually love it for the state in general because, you know, I, as Alabama Republican Party chairman, what I want to hear going out nationally is the third Republican primary debate held at the University of Alabama, where our state name is right there at the forefront, and we really get to highlight Alabama and what a great state we are and how we represent the core values of the Republican Party. What better state to hold it in than the Yellowhammer state, where we literally bleed red?
Well, I look forward to it, and I hope that should we get that thing in line, that somehow or another Right Side Radio can assist. But listen, keep us posted on that. If you have any announcements you need made on it, you just let us know. We'll get you on. But in the meantime, we appreciate you making time today.
Oh, always a pleasure to be on the show. I am a proud Rough Side, what is it, a ruffian?
I'm
right there with you. Love the show and appreciate the work as we as we fight for the vision of our founding fathers in this animated contest for liberty.
All right, Chairman John Wall, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Well, that was cool, and so you heard it. No comment probably does mean something. I mean, it's. I'm hearing it from a variety of angles. I had a friend yesterday who texted me and said he's already heard firsthand. Well, until it's announced, it's not announced. But the truth is, we are looking at the strong likelihood. I believe the strong likelihood that the third primary debate with all the major candidates for the GOP for president. Some even speculate that this is the one that Donald Trump would be a part of because he loves Alabama and because he's been welcomed here so many times, that I could see that we may very well be hosting that debate. And if it happens, we'll let you know right here on Right Side Radio, and I think that would be cool. Very cool. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back, and I'll put a lid on this one, take some of your text messages, and kind of wrap up some of these stories that I've got in my stack, and then we'll move on. Going to talk about the next thing, double standards. And then top of the hour, the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.